Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple. Take one. Hello, everyone.
Today, we are talking about something bittersweet. The last stretch of summer. We all know that when August starts to wind down and you realize, wait, I didn't do nearly enough summer stuff. Maybe you had big plans that never materialized, or maybe you're just craving a few more adventures before pumpkin spice season takes over. I also want to mention before we go on, we are in Massachusetts, and New England usually goes back to school after Labor Day in September, sometimes the week before, which would be the very end of August. So if you guys are already back to school, because I know the South goes back, I think, much earlier in August, so you might already be back to school, but we're not here in Massachusetts, so that's why we're doing this stuff now at the end of August. Okay, carry on, Christian. I know, Chris, you were going to say something.
Well, don't worry, because today's episode is all about squeezing every last drop of summer. We got action-packed, last-minute ideas for solo adventures, families, couples, and groups of friends. Plus, we'll share some creative ways to bottle up those summer vibes so you can carry them with you throughout the fall. So let's dive in.
Pardon me. So let's start with the classics. Things you can do outside before the warm weather disappears. And here are a few suggestions. You can go for a sunrise or sunset hike. Pick a local trail, grab a few friends, or go solo and experience nature at its best. You can take a spontaneous beach or lake trip. Even if it's just for the day, pack up some snacks, grab your swimsuit, and hit the water. Camping, even in your own backyard. If you don't have time for a full-on camping trip, just set up a tent in the backyard and make some s'mores under the stars. Super fun for people who like camping. That's not me. You could have an outdoor movie night. You could string up a sheet, use a projector, and watch some classics like The Sandlot, which is an awesome summer song, movie. You could watch Dirty Dancing. I don't know if that's appropriate for the kids. It's appropriate for the adults. But anyway, pick a classic. You can go kayaking or paddleboarding. I'm sure you can find a rental spot and spend an afternoon on the water. Especially near us, there are tons of places near the coast that rent kayaks or paddleboards. And bonus points if you race a friend out on the water. And finally, you can go on a bike ride to nowhere. Just get on your bike and ride with no destination in mind. You might even find a new favorite spot.
And summer isn't complete without some delicious seasonal eats and drinks. And here's how to get in those last bites and sips before the fall takes over. An ice cream crawl.
Yes.
Try to hit as many ice cream or gelato spots in one day as possible.
We should do that.
We should. Have it do-it-yourself tropical night, drinks night. Make the homemade pina coladas, mojitos, or lemonade variations. And maybe a backyard barbecue or seafood boil. Invite some friends and have one last summer feast. And then go to a farmer's market adventure. Stock up on your fresh summer produce and challenge yourself to cook something new.
Go on. No, you're fine. Just the way you said produce is kind of funny.
Try the ultimate s'mores experiment. Try different chocolate bars, cookies instead of graham crackers, or even add a peanut butter cup. Robin loves to use a Reese's peanut butter cup for her chocolate.
Yeah. Unpopular opinion, I do not like s'mores. The combination of graham crackers, chocolate.
Very messy. I don't like the messy part.
It's not even it is the messy part also, because I don't like getting the melted marshmallow on my hands. But I don't know. It's just not a good combination for me. Even if you put in a Reese's peanut butter cup. I know you said Reese's. It's not pronounced Reese's. It's Reese's. That's a fact. Anyway.
And one hack that I like to use is you get a ice cream cone. You put some marshmallows at the bottom. Then you fill it up with chocolate and marshmallows on top, wrap it up in aluminum foil, and then you put it on your grill for 3 to 5 minutes. Then bam, you have a nice, easy s'mores in a cone.
That is actually a really good idea. And while you were talking, I think it just occurred to me, what I don't like is the toasted or roasted flavor on the marshmallow. It kind of grosses me out.
It's real hard to get that perfect burnt. You don't want it burnt black, but you want some brown on it.
I don't like the brown. I think that's what it is. I just don't like s'mores. So I'm never going to eat a s'more again. I'll just eat the Hershey bar or the Reese's peanut butter cup.
And one of our favorite things to do is go on a picnic. Go to a scenic spot, pack up a meal, and find a beautiful place to just enjoy it.
Yeah. And maybe you guys can't do a full vacation because there's not a lot of time left in the summer. But there's still time for an adventure. In fact, there's always time for an adventure. Here are some ideas for quick getaways or a day trip. So you can do a day trip to a nearby town. You can find a small town within a couple of hours and explore it like a tourist. Here in Massachusetts, we've got tons of options because we can go down to like Newport, Rhode Island. We can go up to Kittery, Maine. We can go to Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We have a lot of options. I don't know where you guys are, but I'm sure there's some place you can go for a day trip. Or you can take a scenic drive with no destination. Just hit the road, play your favorite summer playlist, and see where you end up. Sometimes that's fun too. If you're into camping, and we've said it many times, Chris and I are not, but you can always do a last-minute camping weekend. I'm sure you can look for a last-minute camping spot or book a glamping tent, which I still wouldn't even do that, but you might. You can do a spontaneous amusement park trip. You can squeeze in one more ride on a roller coaster before the season ends, or even visit one of your state or national parks that are nearby, or even, you know, within a few hours drive. Some time in nature can definitely make you feel like you had an adventure.
So not everyone can travel, but you mm-hmm. can still make some summer magic at home. Have a water balloon or slip slide party. Who says the kids get to have all the fun? Make a summer scrapbook or photo album. Print out your favorite summer pictures and make an album. Mm-hmm. You can also host an outdoor art night. Grab some canvases, paints, and let your creativity flow outside. Or have a bonfire with storytelling or sing-along. Get the family, friends together for a cozy evening by the fire. And how about a garden glow-up? Spend a weekend refreshing your outdoor space with new plants or string lights.
Yeah, that actually doesn't sound very fun to me. But when you said to have a water balloon fight or a slip and slide party, it made me remember when I was a kid, some of my best summer memories were just running through the sprinkler in my parents' backyard. We used to do that. Like, now I wouldn't do that. And I couldn't do a slip and slide because I can't flop down on my stomach because I don't think I'd be able to get back up. But it just reminded me, like, playing in the water in the backyard is so much fun. And then plus, the bathroom is right there.
Yes.
Which, again, for an older person of a certain age, it's important to always be near a bathroom. And moving on, a fun way to end summer is by creating a last-minute summer bucket list. Try writing down 10 things you absolutely want to do before the season ends. It could be as simple as eating a watermelon outside or go stargazing, and then try to check off as many as possible.
And if you're not ready to say goodbye to summer, here's how to keep the feeling alive. Make a summer playlist, save all your favorite summer songs, and when you're in need of some sunshine boost or in the nice cold winter, start playing.
Yes.
You want to preserve summer flavors, fresh fruit, make jam or canned tomatoes.
Yeah, you can freeze fresh fruit so you can save it for later, which is always nice.
And beach in a jar. Collect sand and seashells from your favorite beach and display them at your home to reinstock memories that you had a good time in. You want to plant a warm getaway for the winter? Start looking at flights to a warm destination so you have something to look forward to.
Oh, does that mean you want to book a trip to Disney?
I think you already have a trip booked to Disney.
I do, but we started talking the other day, and I don't know why I never thought of this. I had seen an Instagram reel where somebody just did a day trip down to Disney, and they did 4 parks in the day, which I would never do. I know that's like one of the challenges, but I would just go down to the Magic Kingdom, get a super early flight, super late out that night, do a day at the Magic Kingdom. I feel like you just gave me permission to start looking at flights.
We can look at it again.
I love you so much. And there you have it, you guys. Tons of ways to make the most of these last few days of summer. Whether you're hitting the road, throwing one last cookout, or just soaking in the sun from your backyard, don't let summer slip away without making a few more memories.
And if you love this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Share this with a friend who needs some last-minute summer inspiration. And if you try any of the ideas, tag us on social media. We'd love to see how you're squeezing every last drop of summer in.
Yeah, that's right. You guys know where to find us. I've been terrible about updating our Instagram lately, and that's just out of laziness. I'll get back to it one of these days, but you know where to find us. We're the Gen X couple on Instagram, and yeah, be sure to tag us and let us know what you're doing this summer.
And until next time, see you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.